RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And be the Mike 910, the Fan 105.1 FM, your home of the Hokies in Richmond. Normally, y'all get to live vicariously through me. That's one of the treats of this program. We'll be up in Lambeau in a couple weeks. Y'all know I'm fired up for that. Today, we're going to live vicariously through our next guest, because he told me what he was doing. I said, you got to come on and share about this. Y'all know David Teal, of course, multiple-time sports writer of the year down there at the Press, Daily Press, and Virginian Pilot in Norfolk and Hampton Roads. David, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning, Michael. Quick question. How many trips will this be for you to Lambeau?
This will be my third game at Lambeau, and I also went there once during the summer with a friend. We were doing a road trip through that part of the country, and we did like the tour. You can go in the off season; they open it up. You can go walk around and tour it. And honestly, I got just as many goosebumps then as I did during a game.
Dude, I've been to Lambeau one time with Michael Vick and the Falcons for a snowy playoff game, and it was spectacular.
Yeah, it is. It's the best. If you can only go to one NFL stadium, it's the one, no question. The neighborhood, the vibe, it's so good. I would encourage it. I would encourage everybody to make the pilgrimage up there.
All of it. And by the way, Michael Vick became the first visiting quarterback to ever win a playoff game at Lambeau Field that night.
That is so. Everything ties together here, because we're going to talk about your five games in 5 days here. Starting Thursday, and what do you know? Michael Vick coaching debut Thursday night. What do we make of Michael Vick head coach so far?
Michael, I have no idea. he's got a completely overhauled roster. The players seem to love him. He's got a staff with a lot of 757 ties. But we've never seen Michael Vick try to manage the game with a headset on the sidelines. And we were chatting with him the other day and talking about nerves and comparing it to his redshirt freshman year at Virginia Tech or his first start as a high school freshman back in 1994. And he said, I could control things back then. I could do things. He goes, I can't go out on the field and convert third and 10. I don't know what that's going to be like. And that's where it's going to be fascinating to watch.
I'm so excited to see that. And he's got the game against DeSean Jackson in primetime this year. Things that were not on my 2025 bingo card. Coach DeSean Jackson.
Not only in primetime, at the link.
Yeah. It's going to be a blast. I love it. David Teal joins us. He is doing 5 games in 5 days. You'll read about it in the Virginian Pilot. So Michael Vick debut. Friday night, Wake Forest. You got a debut there as Dave Clawson steps aside after 10 years with the Demon Deeks and a ton of success.
Yes, and Jake Dicker comes from Washington State. Yet another roster with Wake Forest completely overhauled. And while Wake Kennesaw State is not a sexy matchup by any stretch of the imagination, when this little road trip started to come together, I needed a Friday game in the South because I was kind of going to be going south from there. And this was the perfect stop and the perfect way station leading to Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
In Death Valley.
Virginia,
LSU.
Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina would be next, logically. Clemson is favored in this game. How important is this one for the ACC? I know there's tons of games this week. You got Miami, Notre Dame, too, another opportunity for a statement. But this one in particular feels like the game ACC-wide.
It is. And if not for Texas, Ohio State, it might be the game nationally. And this is a team that I think 91% of the media voting in the preseason poll picked to win the league. And Dabo, like Brian Kelly at LSU, has really struggled of late in season openers against quality opposition. And his group really needs to come out and make a statement. And I imagine after Brian Kelly's snide remark about Clemson being Death Valley Junior, I imagine the folks down in Pickens County on Saturday night are going to be a little riled up.
We'll sidetrack here because you asked me about Lambeau. I've only ever been to Death Valley for games against UVA, and with all due respect, I don't think I've seen it at 100. I've always been impressed by what I've seen. If we're doing ACC venues, for me, it'd be Death Valley Lane Stadium. Is there another one in that tier for you?
No. Those would be the two best. And, you know, Doak Campbell, when the Noles are really, really good, that can be right up there. The old Orange Bowl back in the day now. But Death Valley, and I've seen it at peak. You know, I was there for the Punt Ruski game against Florida State.
Yes.
Back in the day. I saw Danny Ford beat Georgia there one season. And the place just is absolutely electric.
That's going to be a ton of fun. Not to sleep on Sunday, Beamer Bowl. Shane Beamer in Atlanta against Virginia Tech. You'll hear that one here on The Fan, of course, with the pregame and the postgame and all the trimmings. You spent some time with Shane Beamer, who has carved out a little bit of success for himself down there.
He really has, Michael. He's been there 4 years. And he's already just the third coach to lead the Gamecocks to multiple top 25 seasons. And the other two coaches pretty good, Lou Holtz and Steve Spurrier. And that's pretty darn good company. And the Gamecocks are 13th in both of the major preseason polls, only 5th in the SEC preseason poll, which tells you a little bit about the depth of that conference. But with Lenora Sellers back and some pretty nice pieces around him, optimism is very high in Columbia. And that was the cool part of my trip down there to see Shane, was just to see for my own eyes the infrastructure that's in place there, the football operations center, the indoor right there adjacent, just the resources that South Carolina and Shane have at their disposal. That's a program. There's absolutely no reason they can't be in the thick of playoff competition more seasons than not.
They landed Darius Gray, of course, our best local prospect over the weekend as well, which is a nice little get for Shane Beamer, five-star offensive lineman from Richmond, an area he knows well. How about the Hokies? We've beaten to death the notion that this is a big season for Brent Pry. How about Kyron Drones in year three? Do you put stock into this experience narrative here that you know, as everybody plays quarterback roulette, these guys are standing still at the table?
It's experience is one thing, Michael, but what I'm really interested to see, and Brent Pry has hammered this point home throughout the offseason, how much he likes the pairing of Kyron Drones and new offensive coordinator Philip Montgomery. He said it's important for Kyron to have a quarterback guy as his offensive coordinator, which he did not have with Tyler Bowen. Now, let's be clear. Brent Pry was not going to fire Tyler Bowen. Bowen left of his own accord to take the O-line job at Ohio State. Talk about soft landing places. But in bringing Philip Montgomery, a former head coach at Tulsa, the coach in Frank Beamer's final game, that Independence Bowl back in 2015, he really has paired Drones with a quarterback savant and one who has coached the likes of RG3 and Bryce Petty at Baylor and had great success at Tulsa on the offensive side running his own show. So that to me is the key to Drones's ascension. If there is to be one this season, it's going to have to be because of the pairing with Philip Montgomery.
We'll all get our first look together Sunday, 3 o'clock. David Teal will be there for the Virginian Pilot. Check him out online, of course. And then 5 games in 5 days. We got 1 day left. And speaking of debuts, how about Bill Belichick in front of a sold-out crowd in Chapel Hill?
Sold out for the entire season.
Not too bad.
The Tar Heels are. Probably not to the surprise of many, given the acclaim that followed Coach Belichick to UNC. And yeah, again, another team you have no clue. Michael, they have 70 new players on the roster. How in the world do you handicap that? It's impossible. And a staff that largely, except for Bill's son Stephen, who was the defensive coordinator out in Washington last season, a staff almost bereft of college football experience. And yes, the X's and O's may be similar, but boy, those Jimmys and Joes are not. Talking about 18 to 22 year olds instead of grown men. So how that staff kind of resets their teaching methods, I think will play a large, large role in how Tar Heels fare in 2025 and perhaps beyond. You know, there are the cynics out there who might suggest that Coach Belichick is looking for a launching pad back to the NFL.
Are you a cynic that suggests that?
Yes.
I think the door is closed. I think whatever success he has.
Do you really?
I think the door is. I don't think you can. It's all about the press conference. I don't think you can sell a fan base on him at this juncture. Wow. Now,
and you know the NFL far better than I.
But I've seen stranger. We name dropped Steve Spurrier earlier in the segment. I've seen stranger at the NFL level for sure. David Teal going 5 games in 5 days for the Virginian Pilot. I'm very jealous. Safe travels. Have a ton of fun, and we'll be following along from here.
Michael, thanks so much, man. Really looking forward to it. Hope that Hertz rental car just holds out.
The key is right there. Don't prepay for the fuel. Fill it up yourself.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. I've got it.
He knows his way around. David Teal, Virginian Pilot. We're back after this. You're listening tonight.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Good morning, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan. What's up, everybody? We've got ourselves a Terry McLaurin. Let's go. It is nice to be doing a program. This is the first program we've done where we don't have to start the program by saying, what's up with Terry McLaurin today? So let's do this. Let's ask the question, what's up with the Terry McLaurin contract today? The answer is, nobody knows yet. Now, we've got a few weird things happening here. First off, Terry's signed. So if you're one of the people like, uh-oh, is something going on? Nothing's going on. But I think we're all curious to know, where did this end up? And there was the big number reported on TV yesterday. The big number was 3 years for $96 million, which, by the way, is exactly what Terry's camp asked for. And if you're one of those people who saw that and said, wow, the team caved, you're not wrong to think that. You are wrong, but you're not wrong to think that. Because that's clearly how it was presented. Here's what's fascinating. Adam Peters and crew have not said a word about this signing. Not only that, they haven't filed the contract yet. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It does. They're giving Terry and his agent, Buddy Baker, 24 hours to run around to yell that they won the negotiation. There's two theories here. One is, wow, Adam Peters must be really embarrassed he lost this negotiation. The other one is, and this is the one I subscribe to, Adam Peters dominated this negotiation, won big, and is allowing Terry to save face by not filing the numbers of the contract right away. That's my guess. Because at the end of the day, Terry didn't have a ton of options, and that's how life in the NFL works. He's 30 years old. They got 2 years of team control, and then your 32-year-old receiver looking for a contract, and nobody's giving you one. It's not a long-term deal, at least. His options were take what was in front of him, or don't take what was in front of him, and choose to either play out his current deal or not play football. So, he got a little something, more than a little something. He's going to get next year guaranteed. A few things to know here. Let's put on the professor hat. We'll break down what we know of the Terry McLaurin deal right now and what's out there right now. And that is, Terry's deal is an extension, not a new contract. Okay? So that means that this year, which Terry's playing for $19.5 million, is still on the books. That doesn't change. None of this money kicks in this year. Nothing starts until this year's over. That's when this new contract kicks in. New contract, 3 years, $96 million. By some accounts, and I've checked in with people on this, I believe this to be true, although we'll get the exact details later. So the guaranteed money is the amount that even if they cut him, they still owe him. For Courtland Sutton, he was guaranteed $40 million. You remember everybody yelling that lowered the bar for Terry's contract. DK Metcalf got $60 million guaranteed. That's essentially 2 years. So to guarantee Terry 60 would have guaranteed him for this year plus two more years to be on the team. They're guaranteeing Terry one more season. He'll be here this year. That money's owed when he makes the final 53 today at 4 o'clock. That money becomes fully owed. Anyway, obviously. And then sign the deal. Next year, he is fully owed what they pay him next year, which would probably be $26, $27 million. That's not bad for a day's work, to be clear. And I get why people are like, why is he complaining he's making $27 million? I hear you, for sure. But also, that means at the end of next year, they can cut Terry, tell him to go away, and they don't owe him a cent. And that is definitely not what Terry was negotiating for. Now, that said, if you're a Commanders fan, this solves 100% of your short-term problems. The short-term problem of this is a big season, because if you've got a last year of Cliff Kingsbury situation brewing, I very much think you might. I think he might leave to become a head coach at the end of this season. If you've got a last year of Cliff Kingsbury situation brewing, you need to do everything you can to win this year. You don't know what's around the corner. And people hate it when I bring this up. But you remember Atlanta. Kyle Shanahan had that thing cooking. If I remember right, he was winning 28-3 in the Super Bowl. I turned it off after that. I don't know what happened next. He had that team rolling. Matt Ryan looked like an ace. He left town. They were never the same. And I'm not saying that's going to happen here. I think there are some key differences. One, Dan Quinn is older and wiser. He knows better. He knows the importance of the offensive coordinator. Two, this is a stupidly attractive job. You're going to come work in the NFC East in Washington with Jaden Daniels, a top five NFL quarterback, if he has success this season. If he has any level of success this season, he is number five on everybody's list of the top five quarterbacks entering next year, and he might be higher. You get to work with a top five quarterback. You got all the salary cap space you need. You got an offensive line. You got weapons. It's a very attractive job. That said, it's an unknown. There have been can't-miss coaches who end up missing. Sometimes you hire a coach who everybody says this is the guy to hire, and then it turns out his girlfriend hires a Hulu team to make a documentary, and the whole thing goes off the rails. Hypothetically. I'm not saying that'll happen here. I'm just saying hypothetically that's a thing that happens. It adds to the urgency of this year. Terry this year has job security for this year, has job security for next year. He's good for this year. And that's what you need to know for this year's team. Does it create long-term problems? Yeah. And the other thing you need to know is everybody's watching. And Adam Peters, I think very, very intentionally wanted to make a statement in his first negotiation as general manager of the Washington Commanders. First big negotiation. That this is a team that plays hardball, stays the line. You hear Dan Quinn preaching culture. Adam Peters loves culture, but he loves keeping a tight line on finances more. He's also, we're all colored by our experiences, he remembers in San Francisco, they got undisciplined a few years ago. They gave too much money to Debo, to McCaffrey, to Kittle, to these guys who they felt like, oh shoot, we got to keep this core together, we got to give them what they want, they're holding out. I think he saw both Kyle Shanahan's regret over that, ownership's regret over that, and I think he's determined to not let that happen here. It's not going to happen a lot here in the near term, but it will happen. Now, I don't think this will impact the Jaden negotiations at all. I think the Jaden Daniels negotiations go like this. How much money do you want? Okay, here's that much money. Only possible hiccup in the Jaden Daniels negotiation is if he wants 4 or 5 years fully guaranteed. And that's not even friction on this side. If he's as good as we think as he is this year, and I think he will be, this team would commit 5 years guaranteed to him. There is that push collusion, some people say. Some people don't say that because that's a loaded legal term. Some people have suggested there is collusion in the NFL to not give anybody a fully guaranteed deal again. Last two guys who got it, Kirk Cousins got it and Deshaun Watson got it. Nobody's gotten one since, including Lamar, was not allowed to get one either. So now you got league tension too, right? If Jaden wants to hold out for a guaranteed deal, that's tension. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. That's a hypothetical. We don't need to be doing hypotheticals on August 26th. We do need to do a touch of breaking news here. This is not good news. Virginia Tech linebacker Caleb Woodson, who they do expect to play a significant role this season, was arrested and charged with DWI over the weekend in Blacksburg. Not the headline Virginia Tech wanted coming into a big national TV game on Sunday. Statement from the Hokies: we are aware of an incident involving Caleb Woodson, who, by the way, is projected to very much be a big player on this defense. We take this matter seriously. We will have no further comment until the process is complete. Brent Pry chats at noon, his weekly press conference. We'll pass along the updates to you. We'll be back with David Teal on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app. A reminder, A1's off this week. Rich Eisen filling in. Noon to 3, Grant and Danny drive you home before we get out to the diamond. Flying Squirrels Baseball, we've told you a million times, you got to get out there soon. There's only 12 home games left at the diamond. What we haven't told you as much, and Trey Wilson will tell you here as we do Tuesdays with Trey momentarily, you have many fewer chances to see John Michael Bertrand pitch at the diamond. Tonight is one of those opportunities. Let's fire it up. It's time for Tuesdays with Trey.
Top of the fourth inning.
Time to bring it on.
Voice of the Squirrels.
Here's Trey Wilson on the call.
Trey Wilson.
Thank you very much.
Trey, welcome home. 12 to go with the diamond. Is it sinking in?
We're getting there. Yeah, not yet. it's hard to believe we only have 3 weeks left in this season and 2 weeks at home. Hopefully we'll have some playoff games still in that mix a little bit, but have some work to do. But yeah, holy cow, we're just 12 home games left. It's hard to believe. It is hard to believe.
And John Michael Bertrand toeing the rubber tonight. He's been fun to watch. I know a little hiccup last week, but nobody as hot as him before that. It's going to be fun to watch him kick off what should be a really fun series here against Akron.
Yeah, Bertrand has pitched extremely well. Yeah, last outing was fine, but he's been on such a different level lately. He's moved the goalposts. Football reference there. His brother's a linebacker for the Falcons, for those who didn't know. He's been putting together such a good year, and he would be probably considered to be the best pitcher in the league if it wasn't for the fact that Binghamton had Jonah Tong put together just like historically good numbers, one of the top pitching prospects in baseball. But when this year, when we total everything up at the end of this season, John Michael Bertrand is going to have one of the best seasons in Flying Squirrels franchise history, and there's a good chance that he may end up winning back-to-back Flying Squirrels Pitcher of the Year awards, and also he might end up winning back-to-back Community Service Awards. He's also one of the most active Flying Squirrels, getting out there in the community and working with kids and doing all that kind of stuff. So he's been a great Flying Squirrel.
We love to see that, and we love the great work he's done in the community and the impact he's made in his time with Richmond. You alluded to it, second half of the season, fresh playoff spot available here. Squirrels right now, as we enter tonight's game, 25-25, even money, second half of the season so far. Very much in striking distance, but they're going to have to put in the work. Paint the picture here for us, Trey.
Yeah, so there are 18... regular season games to go, 12 of them at home. The Flying Squirrels are 3.5 games back at first. They've got to jump over Akron, Altoona, and Harrisburg if they want to get a playoff spot, which sounds like a daunting task, but they do have 6 games each against Akron and Altoona still on the schedule, including this week, and they're right behind Harrisburg. So they're not completely in their own hands on what happens, but but pretty close. It's a four-team race coming down in these final 3 weeks. The Flying Squirrels, every time you think that, you know, oh man, they just lost three games in a row, that's gotta be the final nail in the coffin. Well, the other teams that are in the mix keep kind of following the same script. So nobody's really taking control and pulling away. Everybody's just kind of hovering around, and eventually at some point somebody's got to take firm control of this, and hopefully the Squirrels can at least do that head-to-head against Akron this week. Akron coming to town, the Cleveland Guardians, AA affiliate. If they could take this series, take 4 out of 6 or even more, that would be really helpful in helping position them for a postseason spot over these final weeks.
We'll be watching the on-the-field action. Of course, lots of off-the-field action as well, as there always is, but particularly as we count down 12 games remaining at the Diamond. Should be a beautiful week for folks who are thinking about coming out. A lot of good reasons to do so, and pay your respects one last time here.
Yeah, looking forward to Thursday. It's our last Diamonds of the Decades night. The Squirrels are going to wear those Richmond Braves era style jerseys, which are currently being auctioned off. If you want one of those on-field jerseys, the auction is posted at the Flying Squirrels website. But it's going to be the 80s-inspired T-shirt giveaway, the old Richmond Braves style shirt. Steve Shields is coming back to the Diamond on Thursday, who was kind of on the field for just about every big moment, it seemed like, in the mid-1980s, including the first game of the Diamond and when the Richmond Braves won the Governor's Cup in 86. So he'll be back on Thursday. That's going to be cool. There's a lot of other stuff going on this week, not just in the celebrating the last little stretch of games at the Diamond. I had no idea how crazy people go over Harry Potter in the year 2025, but we're having Harry Potter night on Friday, and it's apparently a huge deal. So there's going to be a lot of excitement around that on Friday. Fireworks on Saturday. The Summer Music Series continues on Sunday with Parrothead Night. There's a lot of cool stuff going on at the ballpark this week. It's going to be a fun one. And then, of course, we'll go out on the road for a week and then come back and shut it down in style.
I know we'll have plenty to say about that when we get there. Looking forward to that final week. So you mentioned VCU night Saturday. Phil Martelli and Beth O'Boyle, basketball coaches, throwing out the first pitches, which is some nice cross-collaboration there with a couple teams we're very excited to see play this year. And, of course, post-game fireworks, as there are on Saturdays, running out of opportunities to see those at the Diamond as well with Phil Martelli. And VCU baseball, of course, has been your longtime co-tenant there at the Diamond. And I think people sleep on this. Like, when we play the final game, whenever that is, hopefully deep in the playoffs, it's not the last game ever at the Diamond, because CarMax Park isn't going to be ready. VCU starts early. They start playing baseball in February. Stadium's not going to be ready yet. So they actually will play at the Diamond early next year.
Yeah, I assume. I don't actually know anything about the specifics of what's going on with them. But, there's still going to be some things going on at the Diamond. But, this is the end of the professional baseball stretch there. And all the summer memories and all those kinds of things at the Diamond. So, I'm not exactly 100% sure what the VCU baseball field situation is for the future. I'm not really involved in those conversations, but as far as professional minor league baseball goes and all the fun that goes around that, we've got 12 games left at that ballpark and 6 of them coming up this week. It's really exciting.
This is it, and you got lots of... I'm excited for 80s night as well, and of course a great decade for the Braves. A lot of big names rolling through here. Of course, we all think of the 90s, but lots of great history in the 80s as well, as we started off baseball in Richmond, and now 40 years of the Diamond coming to a close, 15 years of the Flying Squirrels coming to a close. Trey Wilson will join Blaine for the call this week from the Diamond. Big, significant baseball games. You've had some, speaking of the history, you've had some great podcast guests, too, as well. You want to share some of those stories that you've relayed on the Funville Nine?
Yeah, absolutely. And we actually still have some in the chamber. So A lot of these will run at our pregame show for those of you listening to the gap being bridged from the afternoon talk shows into our broadcast. You'll hear a lot of these, but yeah, we started our podcast a few years ago. It's kind of a place for longer form versions of these conversations. We have to trim them all for time and stuff on the radio, but we can just have the full length conversations on the podcast, which is the Funville Nine, two N's, FUNNVILLE, and it's available on Apple and Spotify. But yeah, we had a conversation with John Smoltz on there recently. Had a really fun chat with John Miller this past spring that we ran on there recently, talking about when ESPN came to the Diamond to do the 1994 Governor's Cup during the MLB players' strike. They carried minor league baseball games and had some really, really. It was really cool to hear his recollections of those of that game and being at the Diamond. We had Scott Bandura on, one of our players out, an outfielder who Scott is still pretty new here. He's only been here for about a month, but it's a fascinating story. His dad started a travel baseball program for underserved communities in Philadelphia, or just like, it's not even, I guess, a travel program. They do travel, but just a youth baseball, basketball, everything else, sports program in Philadelphia that a bunch of the kids who came through that played for a little league that y'all might remember, the Cheney Dragons, that went to the Little League World Series about a decade ago. And Scott was on that team. He was Monet Davis's catcher on the Little League World Series team. Monet Davis was the girl who was mowing everybody down. And then, so we talked to him about that with Scott on a recent episode. You know, Monet was at some of our games in Somerset to come watch him play on the road a few weeks ago. It was cool to see her. Yeah, all these players that come through, whether it's the guys from the 80s or even before, we've had Jack McKeon, who managed in Richmond in the 70s. We've had Hall of Famers on there. We've had guys that you've never heard of who just have great stories. That's the thing that's really cool about baseball, is it gives you a little bit more time to kind of get in there and get to know the person a little bit, as well as their story in the sport.
That's incredible. That tie is fantastic. And, of course, we all remember Monet Davis. Great conversation. Make sure to catch that. Funville 9 is the podcast. Trey Wilson will be on the call tonight with Blaine McCormick, as he referenced, right after we wrap up Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Trey, have a great week. 12 to go with the Diamond. We'll be talking to you on the road next Tuesday.
Thank you, Michael. And if anybody finds my voice, let me know. I can't find it. I've lost it.
Hopefully you find it between now and first pitch tonight. He sounded great to me. He's hanging in there, at least. We're all playing through something this time of year. It's late in the season. We're going to make that playoff push with Trey and Blaine. We're going to be back right after this. You're listening to Richmond's Home of the Squirrels. This is 910 The Fan.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Get the Mike 910, the Fan 105.1 FM. Welcome aboard on a Tuesday morning. Couple fun guests today. Trey Wilson joins on Tuesdays to talk about the Richmond Flying Squirrels. They're back home starting tonight. Weather could not be better. Getting out to the Diamond this week. 12 more chances to see the Flying Squirrels before they put a closed sign in front of the Diamond and you miss your chance to see the Flying Squirrels at the Diamond one final time. That's going on. We'll chat with David Teal at 10:30. He told me what he was doing this week, and I said, you've got to come on the radio and talk about that. He's going to 5 college football games in 5 days, starting Thursday, to celebrate the opening of the season. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then, of course, the Monday nighter, Bill Belichick debut on Monday Night Football in North Carolina. We've got ourselves an opening weekend of college football. We've got lines. We've got action. We've got everything. North Carolina in the Belichick debut, 3.5-point underdog to TCU in Chapel Hill. Sold-out crowd there. Clemson opens as 4-point favorites over LSU this weekend in one of the weekend's biggest games. ACC favored over SEC. Is not picks time yet. And by the way, I don't plan on being good at picks this year either. So if you're new to the program, if you've joined us since last year's Super Bowl, please be aware, I don't give out the picks so you can get rich. If I could get rich with the picks, I'd be getting rich with the picks and not doing this radio program. The picks are for fun. They're often wrong. I'll say this, though. You give me an SEC team getting points against an ACC team, I'm listening. I'm intrigued. Virginia Tech giving points. Of course, they are 8-point underdogs to South Carolina in the Beamer Bowl in Atlanta. And I'm going to be honest, it feels like respect for the Hokies. It feels a little bit like they could have set that at 14. And I think people would have played it both directions. I think that's a little bit of respect for the Hokies. I appreciate that. I'm not saying they'll hang within 8, but that's an early hat tip of respect from Vegas. Kyron Drones, year 3. We had some great Hokie interviews in yesterday's show, and then we didn't because Terry McLaurin signed a contract. We'll get to Terry in a second. Good on him signing a contract. UVA, 11.5-point favorites over Coastal Carolina at home, opening up what's going to be a big year for the Wahoos. Was listening to Who's Talking last night, and their left tackle, they bought everybody in the transfer portal. New team, you know, just made it rain. You know the UVA people, they got money. They made it rain. That Chandler Morris is the quarterback. He's the big acquisition. But they also got themselves a nice left tackle, Mikael Boley, K-A-L-E, like the vegetable. Mikael Boley. I've had that at Sweetgreen before. It's pretty good. He's going to be a key piece of this. They've had a ton of injuries in training camp. They're dinged up, but an important opener for them to set the tone for what I think would be an 8-win season for the Wahoos this year. And you know, I got that Old Dominion at Indiana game circled. I think that's going to be a high upset potential game as well. The line in the big game of the night, of course, that's the Texas game. Or it's the day game, the big noon kickoff, as nobody down there likes talking about. It is the big noon kickoff it is the Arch Manning debut. It is the Ryan Day raising the banner, thank you for not firing me, appreciation game. Buckeyes 2-point favorites coming into that one. I think that's going to be a 50-50 game. That's going to headline a fantastic opening weekend of college football. All right, since we're talking college football, let's play the Belichick clip now. I'll get to Terry. We got plenty of time to talk about Terry. Bill Belichick announced yesterday that he is doing a Hard Knocks style show covering North Carolina football behind the scenes, all access, right in your face with UNC football as Bill Belichick rebuilds a storied program in Chapel Hill. And as you know, I'm a football fan, you're a football fan. When you watch Hard Knocks, it's fast music, it's up tempo, it's people hitting each other, it's coaches yelling, getting the boys fired up, it's celebrity guests speaking to the team, you know, quick cuts. And Bill Belichick, they said, Bill, we want you to announce to the team, they're in the meeting room, you know the meeting room, yeah, that's where we set the tone for the day, make the announcement, we're going to be featured on a televised series. Get the boys fired up. Bill did not give them a lot to work with. They tried putting the music under it. I don't think it worked. Here's Bill Belichick.
I know that you guys have heard that there was a lot of interest in doing a, let's call it, season-long documentary or season-long show about North Carolina football. And so I'm excited really to share with you that we will be doing that with Ever Wonder and Hulu that will showcase our football program. Okay, this is about the UNC football program. There's obviously a lot of interest in it, and it'll stream on Hulu later this fall. It's going to feature the players working hard, which you guys do, all right? It's about the players improving and getting better through their hard work, which you do, all right? And a program starting from where it started from several months ago to wherever it's going to go during the course of the season, which of course will be determined on the field, all right? It'll show our commitment to winning, it'll show our commitment to the team, all right? And that's our priority, all right? And that'll start.
Okay, we got a lot to get to there. One, he's arguably the most famous football coach in the world. Everybody is interested in this. And you heard, remember, that nobody wanted to do Real Hard Knocks this year, that Real Hard Knocks was going to go do it. And then that fell apart. And people were like, was it the girlfriend? And everybody, oh, it definitely wasn't the girlfriend. How many producing companies did they have to go down the line before they got to whoever it was at Hulu that said, we'll come down there with an iPhone and film this? Absolutely.
Incredibly upsetting.
Will you be miking people up? No, we don't have that technology.
I will
Hulu
be filming
yet.
From the back of the room next to whoever is sick and sniffling.
Are we gonna live everybody? No. We can put royalty-free music underneath it if that helps. We have that capacity now at Hulu. How many production companies did we have to roll through?
So many.
Before we had, because this is a high interest situation.
Oh, that's what I heard.
You're telling me Netflix didn't want a piece of this? You're telling me Paramount Plus didn't want a piece of this? And we got Hulu contracting out guy with a cell phone sniffling in the background, walking around while Bill Belichick talks to the team in a monotone? Might be the girlfriend. Just
I'm
saying, just saying,
it
just saying.
Jordan?
Might be Jordan. Might be. Just saying.
Throwing it out there.
Throwing it out there. I am excited now to hate watch this program. That's my new fall pastime.
Yeah.
If they had done it properly, if they had invited NFL films in, I would have watched it. But I think I might enjoy this more. I think this might be better, especially if they start losing. Although they'll sanitize it pretty quickly if they start losing. You know that. You've seen those Hard Knocks. Like, they go from, like, all access, like, general manager breaking down the roster to, like, just very generic practice footage. Like, all right, boys, let's walk through this thing. Everybody try not to trip now. All right, let's go. Show some energy. That's how you know everybody's a little edgy in the building. I'm wondering how long it's going to take for a big little edgy in that UNC building. It'll happen. It'll happen quickly. Bill Belichick's got a TV show. The ACC. Look, I dunk on the ACC network all the time, and they are subsidized entirely by things you shouldn't buy from infomercials. So I get it. I get why the production value is low. They do a better job than that. They do a better job broadcasting. UVA Coastal Carolina this weekend. Is not going to be a masterpiece of production. Is not going to win a sports Emmy. Is going to be better than that, though. How in the world did we not at least get the ACC network in there? You could get Bill Belichick using the Jinsu knife or whatever. Yeah, you could cross promotion is available here. I'm excited. New season, new infomercials. I'm excited to learn this week and what I'm going to be tired of by week four. That's always an exciting moment as well. It's going to be a great college football season, I guess is what I'm saying. Bill Belichick's got a TV show. He clearly doesn't want a TV show. The team clearly doesn't want a TV. Jordan wants a TV show, so we have a TV show. Is it going to be produced well? Doesn't appear it will be. I'm super excited for this. North Carolina debut, Monday Night Football. 3.5-point underdogs at home in the Belichick debut in what's going to be a wild ACC season. Because there's three good teams in the ACC. Clemson, Miami, Louisville. There's a few teams that could be good in the next tier. And I do count Florida State and I do count Virginia Tech in that club. TCU's probably in that club. But most teams, NFL style, are sitting on 6-6. And that creates chaos. We love some chaos around here. Nobody loves chaos more than this program. We thrive on chaos on this program. In fact, we're going to do a whole program today. We're going to be with you for 2 hours. Rich Eisen takes over when we're done. Grant and Danny for 3 hours, starting at 3 o'clock. Flying Squirrels Baseball is back. We'll chat with Trey at 11. I went out on the Capitol Trail on Sunday night, which I'd never done before. Rode my bike out there. It's hard. It's hard work, people who do that. Good on y'all. I'm still sore from that. But I'll recap that because I think it was fun. And we'll get to Terry McLaurin on the other side. He signed a contract, you may have heard. We'll break down what we know, what we need to know, and we'll give you live updates as we count down to cut day. 4 o'clock today, NFL teams have to turn their 53-man rosters in. The cuts are already coming around the league. We'll give you the latest when we come back. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.